friends and neighbors, brothers and sisters, moms and dads, we gather today to continue the fight that Governor Scott Walker started, and to help lead us in that fight. I want to introduce you today to a man who has stood up for us every single day. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the AFL-CIO of Wisconsin, give it up for Phil Neuenfeld!
And to put an end to Governor Walker's attacks on our workers, our schools, our seniors, and our communities, right? We are here because we believe that together that we can have a better Wisconsin. A Wisconsin where social and economic justice flourish. A Wisconsin where people's interests and well-being are put before the interests and the well-being of Governor Walker's wealthy campaign voters. A Wisconsin where we can take care of one another, where a child can go to the doctor if they get sick because they have magic hair, where seniors can afford their prescription medication. A Wisconsin where a worker, regardless of the sector they work in, has the basic right to sit down and collectively bargain with their employer for a middle-class life. A Wisconsin where family-supporting jobs are being created and sustained so that workers, young and old, entering or re-entering the workforce, have the ability to feed their families and keep a roof over their head and be able to look at each other respectfully and say, yes, I'm a citizen of Wisconsin. And where workers have the right to make a decent wage, where workers have the right to have health benefits and job security and the opportunity to retire with dignity. A Wisconsin where a worker has access to education and skill training so they can enter the workforce and compete in this global economy. A Wisconsin where our children will have more opportunities and a better life than their parents. But you know, Governor Walker doesn't get it. And he keeps telling us that everything is okay, that everything is working, but we know better, right? Last month alone, the state lost 9,700 jobs, mostly all in the private sector. Does that sound like everything is just all right? No! This is the fourth consecutive month where Wisconsin has lost jobs. Governor Walker, it is not working. Working families are tightening their belts and doing more with less across the state, while Governor Walker turns a blind eye in his mansion. He's so out of touch, he doesn't see the struggle that everyday Wisconsinites are facing. It is clear that Governor Walker's tools aren't working, and we need to change course, and we need to change course soon! Because we need a Wisconsin where teachers, nurses, librarians, firefighters, public sector workers, all workers aren't made the scapegoats for the financial problems they didn't create. And where working families and middle class are dealt with respect. A Wisconsin where the governor works for us, the 99%, instead of being controlled by Wall Street and the elite 1%. And that's why we're out here in force. Today we will hear from parents,
teachers, jobless workers, and students on how they've all been hurt by the actions of Governor Walker and his Republican allies this year. So be sure, brothers and sisters, to sign a recall petition as you listen to these Wisconsinites. Better yet, grab some petitions, take them home to family members, neighbors, co-workers, and friends. Be sure to either mail the petitions in at the address listed by early January or drop them off at one of your local union halls. Brothers and sisters, the workers of Wisconsin, the union movement stands shoulder to shoulder to make a better Wisconsin, a better future, a future with democracy, a future with shared prosperity, and a future in a state that will invest in us as working families. Thank you, and Senator!
We have to share with the bosses.
Also lost their jobs, along with contractors and have been left to their own devices. I've heard people say there is no non-wealthy family in Wisconsin who won't be hurt by Scott Walker's disastrous policies. Judging from what I've seen, they are absolutely correct. I've written Governor Walker many times to tell him how his policies have affected my family and my community. I haven't heard back. Instead, I watch his television commercial where he talks about progress and working together. In the Wisconsin I know, working together means talking to one another, not ignoring citizens to take calls from billionaires. Like I said before, I have never been involved in politics until recently. Now as I look around at the devastation that this governor has wreaked on my state, I realize that we all need to stand up for Wisconsin. And that's why I'm here today. And it's why I signed a petition earlier. Wisconsin simply cannot wait. Recall Walker!
Recall Walker!
Recall Walker!
Recall Walker!
Recall Walker!
Recall Walker!
About how our bodies function.
happening to so many departments because some people view the pursuit of knowledge as irrelevant. I dare Walker and the Republican legislature to tell those 400 students on the waiting list for General and Women's Studies 103 that their pursuit of knowledge is irrelevant. I dare Walker and the Republican legislature to tell the 180,000 students in UW system that are never ceasing. 5.5% tuition increases are worth it when we are waitlisted for class after class. It is my greatest fear that in 10 years, lawmakers in that building will question the value of state-funded institutions of higher education altogether, because educational quality and affordability for Wisconsin's families will have deteriorated because of the actions that Walker and the Republican legislature are taking today. When every dollar invested in UW system generates $21 for the state, cutting higher education is the least fiscally responsible move that Walker could make.
Those are the same policies that led to massive government debts. Now they want federal programs to pay for an economic crisis that Wall Street created. The wealth harbored by the 1% could pay off all student loan debt, all credit card debt. It could buy every home foreclosed on in 2007 and 2008. It could finance every current mortgage for 2 years. It could triple the number of teachers, pay the annual salary of 19 million families and more. The financial sector is sitting on $2 trillion of idle cash that could be cut creating jobs, and Scott Walker wants your money. Keep that in mind the next time a politician tries to tell you that our state is broke and you have to pay the price. That's why today, all over the country, people are standing with Wisconsin to demand jobs, not cuts. We're telling Washington, hands off Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. We're not going to tolerate your cuts to education and social services. We need jobs, not cuts. For me, it's even bigger than Wisconsin. This past year, we showed the country that we don't stand for these cuts, and the rest of the country woke up. Thank you for being here today to rise up and tell the 1% we're not paying for your crisis. It's time to recall Walker.
Recall Walker! Recall Walker! Recall Walker! Recall Walker!
Recall Walker!
Recall Walker!